Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard. Good evening and welcome to Have You Heard, right here on WICR 88.7. I'm your host, Rich Dole. Always appreciate you tuning in to check out some of the wonderful music that we are so lucky to present to you. For those of you tuning in to hear Matthew Altizer, well, he's not here tonight. You know, all the storms that have been rolling through and kicking up all sorts of dust and pollen and other things. Well, for those of you that have been fans and listeners of the show, whether by choice or if it's the only station your car gets, you have heard Matthew talk about allergies and sinus issues. Well, the storms that have rolled through this week, people, they have turned Matthew inside out. Now, I could go into all sorts of details concerning various parts of his nasal cavity and sinus cavity and the space between his ears, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to spare you that horrible image. All we need to know is that Matthew Altizer is not here tonight. He is probably not breathing very well, labored breathing. There might be a single tear dripping from one eye because of the pressure the storm system that rolled through is placing upon the inner chambers in his skull. And other than that, he's A-OK. So that's why he did not join us tonight. And it is his loss. I'm going to tell you that right now. Not because my interview with our host or our guest tonight was so spectacular, but it was. But we are presenting some really amazing music for you tonight. First of all, let me just tell you, I realized during the interview with our subject that it is the month of June. When did that happen? How in the world? And thankfully, my guest also said, I feel the same way. I can't believe it's June. This year is just flying by. I mean, in just a week, people, we're going to have the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Now, that feels like it's 3 months away for me. I don't know what's going on. But it's June, and you're listening to Have You Heard? And I thought maybe it's just me, the fact that I have kids. I have two kids, and for example, I got home from a gig at 12:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I guess technically it was Sunday morning. I had to do a couple loads of laundry, so I did that until roughly 2:30 or 3. At 5:30, our wonderful, beautiful, smart, non-sleeping son wakes up, not gently, not with a, I'm ready to start the day, but with a blood-curdling scream that will wake anybody up. I mean, if this was a mortuary and there were corpses in this basement, I'm not saying there are, there's not, probably, they would have woken up. For sure, sat straight up in their gurneys. It was so powerfully scary that just like that, I was awake. 2.5 hours of sleep, maybe 3, and my day was starting. So this year I'm going to be 44 years old. I think I'm 33. I look like I'm 72, and I feel like I'm 54. So that's just my life, and I love it. And what I really love is to present wonderful music to all of our beautiful listeners out there. So tonight, we are presenting the music of Rahsaan Barber. He is a friend from IU. IU has many connections. It's the Kevin Bacon of musicians around the country. Rahsaan Barber is a tenor sax player. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee. In November of last year, he had an album come out titled The Music in the Night. It's a beautiful album. It has a great, great rhythm section and great band, great tunes, great arrangements, great playing. It's great. Did I mention it's great? It is great. I really dig the album. And I really love Rahsaan's playing and his sound. And we talk about that in our interview, which we're going to play a little bit later in the show. But I've known Rahsaan, oh, I guess it's been since 1997, 1998, when he and his twin brother, Roland, who is a fine trombone player, they both came to IU and were in David Baker's band. So I got to know their playing and personalities. I got to know them. And Rahsaan has always just had this very warm, welcoming, comforting sound. And the same, what I noticed 20 years ago is the same today. It's more a more sophisticated vocabulary, much more experience, but the sound and the intent and the soul is still there. And to demonstrate this, we're going to start with the opening track of this album. It's a Stevie Wonder cover called Isn't She Lovely? And this will slot right in. You'll be able to really hear Rahsaan's beautiful sound that he has on the tenor sax. And this is what we have in store for the rest of the night. Beautiful playing with a great band. So without further ado, here is Isn't She Lovely by Rahsaan Barber.
Thank you.
Isn't She Lovely, as performed by Rahsaan Barber, our featured artist tonight on Have You Heard. Beautiful, beautiful playing, right? You can just hear and feel the depth of Rahsaan's playing on that tune. I'm Rich Dole, and you're listening to Have You Heard right here on WICR. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing part of your Wednesday with us. If you're checking us out on our website, archive, podcast page, haveyouheardjazz.com, thank you for visiting and browse around. If you have any questions, shoot us an email, hyhjazz@gmail.com. We would be more than happy to answer your email and questions. So there you have it. Well, you might be asking yourself, why are you playing music from a tenor sax player from Nashville, Tennessee? Sure, he's a friend. Sure, he's a great player. Sure, he has a new album out. But why is he just now playing this music from a release date of November? Well, folks, whoa. Let's slow down. It's 9:15 on a Wednesday night. Let's not just throw the questions out at me. All right, I'll get there. I'll explain everything that needs to be explained. First of all, Rahsaan Barber is going to be playing at the Jazz Kitchen this Friday. That's right. You heard right. The Friday at the Jazz Kitchen, thejazzkitchen.com. For more information and to get tickets, you can do that. Rahsaan is debuting this album here in Indianapolis. You might say, why? It came out in November. Well, Rahsaan has a very, very good excuse. In October of 2017, he joined the band of Kelly Clarkson. That's right. So he's been a little busy the last 8 months or so. As you can imagine, he's been touring around. He's played Billboard Music Awards. He's been on the Today Show like 3 times. He's touring with Kelly Clarkson. I mean, how spectacular is that? He talks a little bit about that in the interview that we do. And, you know, like I said, I've known Rahsaan since the late 90s. And, you know, well-deserved. I'm very happy for him. And I really enjoy his playing. So I want to play a couple here. If you will allow me to do so. I think I'd like to play Backbone, which I didn't know this until Rahsaan hit me to this. It's a Dexter Gordon tune, and it's from the album A Swingin' Affair, which was recorded just a couple days after the seminal album by Dexter Gordon, Go. Everybody knows Go. And I was not aware that A Swingin' Affair was just recorded a couple days later. And this tune, Backbone, is on it. And I think Rahsaan does a excellent treatment on it. And then classic jazz standard, My Funny Valentine. You're going to dig it. All right, we're listening to Rahsaan Barber because he's going to be at the Jazz Kitchen on Friday. For more information, djazzkitchen.com. Hey, if you're listening right now and you have a chance to get downtown to the Rathskeller, he's actually playing the Rathskeller right this minute with the Sugartone Brass Band. I wish I could be there. I can't. But his brother's playing trombone and a good friend of all of ours, Nathan Warner, on trumpet. So, hey, can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Head down to the Rathskeller and then check out haveyouheardjazz.com later to finish the show, okay? You can thank me later. So here we're going to listen to Backbone and then My Funny Valentine by Rahsaan Barber. Thank you. backbone and my funny Valentine, as played by Rahsaan Barber. He's the featured artist tonight. And I've been saying that we have an interview with him. I did an interview with him earlier today, and we caught up on Skype. He's traveling. He's actually at the Rathskeller tonight here in Indianapolis, playing with the Sugar Tone Brass Band. You can just turn your radio, transfer your radio dial to the car, drive on down to the Rathskeller, check them out, and then go in and enjoy that. And then later you can check out the rest of the show on HaveYouHeardJazz.com. I think that's a pretty fair evening right there. I think that's pretty good evening. Now, I'm not a social director. I should be. Maybe I should set up people's evenings. I don't know. But I think that sounds like a pretty good evening to me. But you know what sounds really good right now? I'm going to tell you. That's how I do. I'm going to play the interview that I... Our conversation. It's not really an interview. It's a conversation with friends. You know, it's great. We talk about Kelly Clarkson. We talk about putting the band together. We talk about the tunes. We talk about his sound. It's an all-around very nice conversation, and I hope you enjoy it. So here it is, my conversation with our featured artist tonight on Have You Heard, Mr. Rahsaan Barber. And just like I promised, Rahsaan Barber is on the phone with us right now, joining us on Have You Heard. Rahsaan, thank you and welcome to our little humble show here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy.
Man, I got to tell you, this music that we've been listening to tonight is a lot of fun. It's great. And one thing that I notice immediately is your sound that you get on your saxophone.
Oh, wow.
And... I mean, like, Isn't She Lovely is, like, you know, everybody knows that tune. It's a beautiful tune. But it just, for me, it features your sound. And so maybe before we get into your band and how you put it together and your hit at the Jazz Kitchen coming up this weekend, where's your sound come from? What's your concept? How do you think about it? That's a light question to start off with.
right. Oh, man. I love the saxophone because I feel like it's such a flexible instrument. I'm a singer's kid. My mom's a singer. And so I think that really informs my approach to tone. The great saxophonists that I just adore all have a voice on the instrument. And that's been something that I think from my earliest memories of trying to be a jazz musician and trying to learn jazz, it was imprinted upon me that you want to have a voice on the horn. No one told me at that time how many years it would take and how much, what that search is. But it's rewarding. I feel like I'm first of all, thank you for saying that. I'm really honored that you would say that. I feel like sound is the first thing, and in some ways it's almost the only thing. I feel like it's the key that opens the door to different conceptions of music. You know,
sure.
A lot of people would say it's tricky to play, the range of a Coltrane thing and then turn around and play a tune like She's Out of My Life that's obviously a Michael Jackson cover. And I think hopefully what I strive for is to have a sound that feels authentic in almost any setting, and doesn't feel, or just a sound that puts listeners at ease as well.
Yeah. Honesty though. Like it's you coming through the horn. It's not you trying to fill this role for this type of tune and this type of tune. And,
well, cool.
You know, it's all the same. You know, I think that's the separates the really good players, the great players from people that are trying to imitate the great players.
thank you, man. That's a huge compliment. For me, like one of my guys growing up was Stanley Turrentine and Sonny Rollins as well. And it's like, the first time I heard Isn't She Lovely was actually a YouTube clip of Sonny Rollins playing it at a festival. And it was one of those things where, and that was, he was in the, it was obviously his later period, you know, but it was one of those things where, you know, I'd hear Stanley Turrentine play Over the Rainbow and just all these, you know, just beautiful songs that really, you know, that for me goes all the way back to like, you know, Ben Webster and Stardust, which just guys that could seem like they could play the phone book and it would be emotional, you know? So I'm just trying to, I'm trying to get to that point. So
yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I know it seems appropriate to that the first time you'd hear Isn't She Lovely would be Sonny Rollins playing it.
Right. The last time I heard it was actually seeing Stevie Wonder live for the first time, which is about a year and a half ago, and here in Nashville. And it was literally life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. Just the power of music, you know?
Yeah.
Just,
I feel like
we're all kind of lucky to intersect with that. Sure.
Well, speaking of big shows and life-changing moments, you know, every now and again, a Rahsaan Barber clip falls through my Facebook timeline of you playing at with Kelly Clarkson on the Today Show, and so I mean, this is like, what an opportunity to present like jazz and the jazz sound and representing all this history with a superstar like her.
Yes.
How did that come about? I mean, that's incredible. That's great.
It's wild, man. There's a fantastic trumpeter here in town named Leif Shires, L-E-I-F Shires, S-H-I-R-E-S. And we did one gig together about a year and a half ago. We were both subbing for a band called The Smoking Section, which is an incredible, they do very modern arrangements of like pop hits, but they take it all the way out and it's super creative. We were both subs on it. There was no rehearsal. We both showed up and I think we maybe both impressed each other a bit because we hadn't really played together a lot before that. We both took care of business that night. And it was, in my head, I thought, man, if I get an opportunity to play with this guy down the line, I need to remember this moment, you know? He got to it first. What I didn't know is that he had been with Kelly Clarkson for about 8 years.
Wow.
And I guess about a year after that, she decided to put together a new band to go on the road, to promote her new album that came out in, October of last year. Mm-hmm. And I got a call just out of the blue that was like, hey man, is this something you would be into? And I was like, yes it is.
Yeah. How long of a thought process is that? Let me get back to you.
Right. Yeah. Let me think about it. Okay, cool.
Right.
It was great. It's been incredible. She's the best boss I've ever had. It's the group of people that she's put together. We have like a Google calendar where all of our dates show up and everything, so we can keep it straight. And the name of that calendar is In a Perfect World. And I think that's kind of an apropos title for it because working with those musicians and with her and certainly the opportunities, you know, I think we've played the Today Show 3 times, the Billboard Awards, you know, just a bunch of crazy, crazy fun gigs.
Wow.
And it's just been a blast every step. Everyone in the camp is more than cool. So
that's great. Yeah. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And thank you. I know you've been traveling around a lot with other groups in your own groups. Some can be not mentioned.
This is true. This is very true. the Indianapolis people, I think, know exactly what you're talking about. So
that's right.
Yeah.
If you if you Google Rahsaan Barber, R-A-H-S-A-A-N, Barber, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's pretty easy. So tell me about this album, The Music in the Night. This is what we've been playing tonight, this music. This came out around the time you started with Kelly. I mean, what a...
Yeah, so it's
or
kind
of
crazy.
Do you call her Miss Clarkson?
We call her Kelly.
Okay.
We're lucky that way. It literally, the first rehearsal, I had my CD album release party here in Nashville and on Friday night and Saturday night. And that next Monday was our first rehearsal with Kelly. It could not have lined up any more perfectly. As I'm sure you know, the process of birthing a record, which I used to think sounded like hyperbole until I did it.
Not at all. It's an understatement. Yeah. Yeah.
That process was so draining, and I think there was a part of me, honestly, that one of the things that kind of kept me going through towards the end of it was this thought that I was going to just take a lot of time down and relax and chill out and not be that busy. And then that call from Leaf came, and it's been great. But it literally started the week after my CD release party. I actually had to cancel my Indianapolis CD release party at the last minute because of going out on Kelly's tour. So I'm excited to get back to the Jazz Kitchen week and kind of make good on that.
So you're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen on June 15th. You're bringing your band. So this is going to be your Indianapolis debut for this album. You've been here before.
Yes, absolutely.
And just give us maybe a quick rundown of who's on it and, just how long you guys have been playing together. How do you put this band together? Because Nashville is a huge town, lots of people to pick from, and almost it could be too many. Like, how do you choose?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things as far as choosing musicians for me is that my book has a good bit of range to it. There's certain things on the modern side that are fairly aggressive, and then we'll have like an arrangement of Girl from Ipanema, for instance, that's very chill and needs to be very sensitive. And so I'm always kind of smitten with musicians that handle the range of things really, really well, and they play soulfully, you know. Matt Indall on piano has been my right-hand man for 4 years now, actually. He walked into a rehearsal subbing for the guy that was my regular pianist. And within one rehearsal, the drummer, we finished and Matt left, and I was standing around talking with my one of my drummers, and he looked at me and he goes, "So yeah, you heard all of that, right?" And I said, "Yep, I heard all of that." He's like, "So he's got the gig?" I said, "Yeah, he's got the gig." Matt Endo, he's just terrific. He's the perfect accompanist. And then once he starts to solo, he's just got a little universe of language and creativity. He's just, it's rare that I play with musicians that I feel like, man, if I play piano, that's exactly what I would want to do. And I feel like with Matt Indall, it's that way. He's that guy, and I think it's why he's, one of, if not the most in-demand jazz player here in town, just because he's a chameleon, but also there's, a lot of, it's almost like he specializes in everything, if that makes any sense.
Sure,
On bass is Jack Ayler, who's 20 now. He was 19 when we recorded the record. He's coming down from New York, he's another guy that I was actually teaching at the Nashville Jazz Workshop summer camp, and he was a student at the camp. And, we're going around the room. We were talking about soloing on different modes, and I just picked five random key centers and five random modes and said, okay, 8 bars on each one. Everybody take a solo. And the exercise literally kicked the behinds of 12 out of 13 students, and Jack Ayler was last on bass. And he soloed, and it was literally one of the best bass solos I've ever heard in my life.
Wow.
And I looked at him, and I said, Jack, how old are you? And he said, I'm 18. He was 18 then. I said, Jack, is that your bass? He said, yes. I said, how long are you in town? And he said, I'm in town for the rest of the summer. And at that point, I stopped trying to contact. I've been going back and forth with, let's just say, the super heaviest of super heavy bass players to record on this record. And at that point, I stopped trying to get in touch with them because I said, Jack, you're going in the studio with me in a month. And that was it. Jack had never played with Derek and Matt before. And they play like a rhythm section that's, been playing together for years. So,
wow.
Yeah, that recording session was the first time that rhythm section got together. and it was like, that record, we had 2 days in the studio. We started at 10 o'clock, and everything on that record was recorded by 6 p.m. the first day.
Wow.
I went home and got all the rest of my charts that I had kind of had on the back burner, and we actually recorded another CD's worth of music the next day. So that may, you know, that may show up here soon. But it's funny because we're talking about the Dexter Gordon recording Go and recording A Swingin' Affair in 2 days, you know, 2 days apart. But it kind of happened with that rhythm section. It was a revelation for me because every time I've gone in the studio, we've done about 4 songs a day. This was just, those guys were just incredible. And then normally I would have guitar with me at the Jazz Kitchen, but I had the opportunity to get Nathan Warner on trumpet, who I'll be playing with the Sugar Tones Brass Band earlier this coming week.
There tonight, as people are listening to this, at the Rathskeller, with your brother,
absolutely.
Roland.
Yes,
and Nathan
absolutely.
Warner, IU yes. contingent. That's great. That's awesome.
It's going to be great. I haven't played with those guys since we played Nathan's wedding down in Charleston, which was also a huge party. But certainly to get the whole Sugar Tone Brass Band back together for this is going to be something that we've all been looking forward to and kind of wondering when it was going to happen. So this is it'll be an awesome week of music.
That's great. Yeah. Well, man, for more information for our listeners out there, you can go to thejazzkitchen.com to find how to buy tickets for the Rahsaan Barber, the Music in the Night, Indianapolis CD premiere. Or you can go to rahsaanbarber.com, and all the information that you want to know about Rahsaan is going to be there, which is not enough, quite frankly. Not enough.
I've also got an artist page on Facebook that's, I think, the best way for people to kind of get in touch and stay in the loop as well.
Okay. So. Yeah, facebook.com/ Rahsaan Barber.
Yeah.
That should
great.
Do it. That should do it. Well, Rahsaan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. Thanks for being patient with me and working it out.
Oh, man. My absolute pleasure. Anytime you want to. You want to talk about music, you have a show coming up somewhere, just
cool.
Hit us up.
Cool. We'll do.
Cool,
we'll
man. All right. Take care.
Thanks. Take it easy.
And that was a fun conversation with Rahsaan. He's a great guy. Man, playing with Kelly Clarkson, traveling around, he's making it big time. I love to see my friends that I went to school with making it. Like doing their thing. It's so wonderful to see that. I have a very good friend that's touring with Dweezil Zappa on drums. It's wonderful. Rahsaan is playing with Kelly Clarkson. Plus, he's releasing his own stuff. He's in another band that tours everywhere. We can't really talk about it. I have several friends that are playing on Broadway all the time. And it's just wonderful. I'm just so happy for everybody that is doing so well, you know. And Rahsaan is no different. And I think, I hope for those of you that were on the fence about perhaps going to the Jazz Kitchen this weekend, now you're convinced you're going to go. It's going to be a great show. His band, Matt Endall on piano, Jack Ayler on bass. We talked about young Jack Ayler on bass. Derek Phillips on drums. James De Silva on guitar. And Dara Tucker singing. Now, we're not going to end with a singing tune. We're going to end with a tune. It's kind of a tune that just kind of came out of nowhere on the recording session. This album features a lot of great classic tunes, including Skylark, She's Out of My Life by Michael Jackson, Georgia on My Mind, and Girl from Ipanema. And at the end of Girl from Ipanema, they did the studio fade out, right? Got softer and softer, but the band kept playing. And what happened after they faded out on what made it to the record was the tune we're going to end the show with tonight. They call it Reprise, and it's basically the way the band kind of just conjured up a brand new tune, brand new feel, brand new whole idea from the end of Girl from Ipanema. You've been listening to Have You Heard? I'm your host, Rich Dole. We hope to see you out, maybe at the Jazz Kitchen, Friday night, to see Rahsaan Barber. Have a good night.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard.